It was a dark and stormy night. I know, sounds cliche. But if I had a nickel for every bad detective trope I've seen, I would finally be able to give up the biz. He walked around 10:15. Strapping lad. You could tell that he came from money. His umbrella was probably worth more than most people make in a month. Frivolous, to be sure, but at least it kept him dry. The fellow himself was more boy than man. He had peach fuzz in his face with wide doe eyes. He looked more like a lost puppy than a new client. But if that umbrella was any indication of how deep his wallet went, I wasn't about to let him out of my sight. The kid gave me one of those I've been trained to be polite smiles and asked to be directed to the detective. Poor doll thought I was some silly little office secretary who was only there to file papers and look cute. I didn't correct him. I wasn't offended by the mistake. With androgynous name like mine, it happened all the time, especially given my career choice. I never minded it. In fact, the name worked more for me than against me. I considered it to be a fun little test of how streetwise a person was. Any drifter this side of Chinatown would know that no dime store detective could afford to hire a pretty little blonde to take notes for him. If I was the only person in this damn office, then I was the one doing the crime solving. It didn't surprise me that the kid couldn't figure that out. Nobody rich ever thinks about how much anything costs. But I wanted to see how long it would take him to correct himself. To his credit, he was faster than most of his lot. I only had to wait a few seconds before his cheeks turned pink. I waved my hand as he stammered through an apology. I'd heard it all before, and I doubted that he'd learned the art of eloquence just yet. I slid my legs onto my desk, and I asked what brought him in. I watched his face turn even pinker at the sight. The poor lad probably never seen anything more risky than his girlfriend's ankles. My red mini dress was just too much for him. I waited for him to finally regain his composure. At least the kid was classy. Most lads his age and status would have spent at least a few weekends throwing dollars at some broad who knew a few cheap tricks. He was clearly saving his innocence, probably, because he didn't want some knocked-up chick digging into his pockets. He finally calmed down enough to tell me that he wanted help finding his sister. It was an old song that I'd heard many times before. Rich girl wants to marry a working man. Parents say no. Girl runs off with him anyway. Parents are too prideful to ever look for her. At least it was an easy case. Rich girls stick out like a sore thumb in poor neighbourhoods. They never haggle over the price of vegetables and don't walk with the same pained hurry as everybody else. The boy could probably find it himself if he hadn't been taught that he'll be robbed with the second he crosses South 3rd Street. The kid was clearly fond of her, though. You could see it in his eyes. She was probably the only one that listened to his pitiful little rich boy problems. Mummy and Daddy Dearest were probably too busy travelling across Europe to ever pay him much attention. Poor dear. You could tell that he would pay anything to get her back. Most fellas would have robbed him blind. But I've always had a soft spot for proper young lads. Maybe it's the woman in me. I quoted him 3 times what I would normally charge, more than fair given his situation, and way better than he would get anywhere else. He agreed without hesitation, as I expected. Then I took notes as he babbled on about his family situation for far too long. I knew the dance by heart. All rich families have the same problem. Money. Just like all poor families have the same problem. Not having money. It eats everybody alive, no matter what side you're on. The kid didn't know that yet, though. So I let him yammer on until his soul was content. He might as well get his dollar's worth. When he finally ran out of things to say, I expected him to turn around and leave. But the kid surprised me with another proposition. Boy wasn't subtle about what he was asking, but his voice had his wallet behind it. If he had a few more years' time, he would have been suave. It wasn't a bad offer, and I wouldn't have minded picking up an extra dime or two. But you can't expect smitten little rich boys to keep quiet. Once word got around that I was trading tricks on my own, nobody would be coming to my office for the right kind of services anymore. I told him, "Sweetie, this ain't that kind of business." The kid looked dejected at first. I thought that he just wasn't used to being told no. But then I caught a glimpse of something in his eye. I realised that the boy wasn't saving himself for somebody special. He had a craving from something that none of those shy little damsels could give him. And well, like I said, I've always had a soft spot for proper young lads. I grabbed his wrist as he turned for the door. "Honey, I'll tell you what. It looks like you've had a rough night. How about we have a little fun before you go? On the house." "Mm-hmm." He gaped at me as I shoved him into my desk. He didn't cry out, though, so maybe he was tougher than I thought. No matter. I was intent on breaking him. I climbed over him and started to strip. If my legs made the boy blush, I wanted to see what my breasts might do to him. I laughed as I watched his eyes turn to dinner plates. The kid had clearly never seen anything like this before. Boy, was he in for a show. I leaned over and pinned his wrist to the desk. Then I kissed him. I made sure it was hard and not gentle. I wanted it to be the kind of kiss that he'd never had before. Then I sat up and stared at him. He truly was a well-bred lad. He didn't struggle or try to grab at my chest. He just lay there and enjoyed the view. I wasn't about to take any chances, though. In a few more moments, the boy would no longer be thinking with his head, and I wasn't about to let him treat me like his first trophy wife. I grabbed a pair of handcuffs from the desk drawer. They weren't the kind you'd find in any sex shop. They were normally for work and not play. But tonight, I was willing to make an exception. I kissed him as I cuffed his wrist behind his head. He didn't protest. He didn't ask where I put the key. I knew that I had him right where I wanted him. I kept kissing him as I undid his pants. He was already hard. I wasn't surprised. I stroked him a few times just to warm him up. I could tell that he was trying to hold back. He wanted to be strong and not give in to how good it felt. However, he had to know that resistance would ultimately be futile. He'd give in to me eventually. I'd see to that. I let him squirm a few minutes longer. I knew that he really wanted my pussy, but I wasn't about to give in to him unless he earned it. He would have to outlast my teasing first. It was a struggle for him. I could tell that the poor boy hadn't been touched there in so long. If he had ever been. Each stroke of my hand must have felt like heaven to him. He didn't give in, though. He moaned and he squirmed and he gasped, but he held out. I was impressed. Finally, I stopped stroking and climbed on. If he could last that long, he'd let me get a good ride in before it all became too much for him. I moaned as he filled me. It had been a while for me as well, although I had no intention of letting him know that. I kissed him again as I started moving back and forth, letting him hit all my spots in just the right manner. I held on to his cuff wrists as I felt myself getting wetter and tighter. He knew what I needed right then, and I knew that I was what he needed too. I started riding him faster as the intensity built. His body was mine for the taking, and I wanted to give him what he earned. I wrapped my legs around his waist and I felt him get closer and closer to release. He pushed into me over and over again with so much force that it made my entire body quake. I pushed back just as hard to remind him who was really in control. He still needed me more than I needed him, and I intended to let him know it. I pinned his entire body down as I thrust harder and harder. He fought to hold it back longer, but I knew that he was losing. I'd have him soon. My pussy was throbbing wet. I moaned with each thrust. I had to fight to hold on, but I knew he was almost there. He was so close. Then, I finally felt him explode inside me and I cried out with pleasure. My body shook as he came like I'm sure he'd never come before. I kissed him as I felt his body relax. I delighted in knowing that I had such power over him. I think he delighted in it too. But I wasn't about to invite him to stay for tea. Time is money when you're paid to solve mysteries. And that boy was no longer a mystery to me. I had more important things to do. I was tempted to send him home in handcuffs, but the real ones ain't cheap, and I couldn't afford to lose another pair. I kept him tied up until after I dressed, just in case his hands got any ideas. But he was a good boy and waited patiently for me to undo the lock. Then I sent him on his way with a wave of my hand and a warning not to tell anybody about that night. For his sake, I hope he heeds it. After he left, I watched him walking home from my office window. I know I shouldn't get attached. I doubt I'll see him again unless it's to reunite him with his sister. But part of me can't help but wish that another one of his siblings might go missing.